Mitch Dewar here with Pinion, a division of Keiko Isom. On March 31st, the USDA estimated corn acreage at 91.14 million acres, beans at 87.6 million acres, and wheat at 46.358 million acres. Over the past 3 months, the trade has talked a lot about a large increase of acres. On Wednesday, June 30th, the USDA released the highly anticipated planted acreage and quarterly stocks report. The analyst estimates for the June report had corn pegged at 93.787, beans at 88.955, and wheat at 45.94. The actual corn and bean numbers came in quite friendly, with a projected number of 92.7 and beans being unchanged at 87.6. Wheat acres were increased by 760,000, but the quarterly stocks wheat number was friendly, as was the corn and soybeans quarterly stock number. With this bullish news, the grain sector saw a large move to the upside. Over the next couple weeks, the weather in the Corn Belt will be traded and watched closely. Over the past few weeks, a good portion of the droughty areas have received some moisture to relieve the dry conditions, but will need some more over the next month to help the crop along. With the balance sheet remaining tight, the trade will continue to be volatile. As we see a price boost, along with moving into the 4th of July weekend, now is a great time to look at your operation from a marketing and profitability standpoint. If you would like to talk about your grain marketing plan and how to take advantage of these prices, give us a call at 888-452-8751. I hope everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July. I'm Mitch Dewar with Pinion, a division of Keiko Isom.